10cc and the things we do for love. Good morning. It's 17 minutes past eight. It's BBC Radio Shropshire. It's breakfast with Claire. Eric having a little break. Now, to move Shrewsbury swimming pool or not to move it? That is the question. It's a big one and it's getting closer and closer. Those who want it to stay in the quarry are holding a public rally today. This is ahead of Shropshire Council's decision in a few days' time. In the studio this morning, I have Stephen Gillian. Adam Ship and daughter Jazzy, and we will get to all of you in time. Stephen, first of all, run me through what's on the table with the proposals for the pool. Just remind everybody what's been going on.
Okay, very briefly, the pool's about 125 years old, and sadly it's getting to the end of its useful life. So something has to be done to it, and we all agree on that, the council, county council, and the users of the pool. The options that are available were fleshed out in a county council options appraisal scheme, including refurbishing the pool, replacing the pool in the town centre, or moving the pool to a peripheral site. And as a result of that document, the council were given three basic options: do something to the existing pool or move it to Sundorn. Now, the option that we think the council want to approve on 13th is move it to Sundorn. Now, that has a whole range of problems which the town centre scheme solves, and we don't understand at the moment why the council are insisting on going down the Sundorn route.
Have you had any dialogue with them at all?
We have. We've had quite a lot of dialogue with them. When the public consultation process was developed, the Quarry Swimming and Fitness Forum got together to make a review of their options appraisal document, identified many errors of fact and conclusions, and presented our own option appraisal response document. And ever since then, we've been trying to encourage the council to respond to our queries, and every time we do that, what we actually get from the council's executive officers are non-answers. Basically, we get obfuscation most of the time.
Why do you want it to stay?
We want it to stay because it's a community asset in terms of it serves the community as a whole, council, countywide, and the town council, town centre wide. The best place for a community amenity like that is in the town centre, because if you put it in the town centre, you get the maximum benefit for the maximum number of people with the least inconvenience.
What about the cost, though?
The costs are slightly higher for a town centre development. If you do a full all bells and whistles refurbishment, they're slightly higher than the Sundorn facility.
When you say slightly?
Couple of million, might be more, 3 million.
Right.
But the Sundorn facility is half the size in terms of water area, so half of the activity that goes on won't be able to go on in the new facility. The new facility wouldn't have any diving facilities, wouldn't have a flume, wouldn't have all the things that kids like to do when they go and enjoy a water leisure facility. Locating it on the periphery of a town goes against all common sense. You wouldn't move the Theatre 7 to the outskirts of the town because you've got a cheaper site. You wouldn't move the covered market. You wouldn't move any of the town centre, the quarry, for instance. There we are. Let's save money by moving the quarry park out of town. Why would you do that? All of these facilities are benefiting the community and they benefit from being in the town centre.
But you can understand why maybe the council see it from a financial point of view.
Well, the financial point of view that we've looked at just doesn't stack up. The £2 or 3 million that they might save by moving it up to Sundorn will not reduce the amount of money that they have to put into the pool facilities to support them. There's a subsidy. The subsidies at the moment are not massive, but they're there and everybody acknowledges that. The numbers participating in the new Sundorn facility will actually go down. The council acknowledge that in their own document, And if the council, if the numbers go down, then the revenue goes down. So the money that the council are going to have to put into it in the future, and we're looking at something that's going to be here for 80 years, 90 years, is going to be way in excess of the £2 or 3 million that they're going to save by moving it to Sundorn.
OK, well, sadly, we haven't got their point this morning. But we've also got Adam in the studio, Adam Shipp and your daughter, Jazzy. Now, you use the pool regularly, don't you?
I do, yes. I use it at lunchtimes. I have a lunch hour and I tend to go down there 2 or 3 times a week with some colleagues. It gives us time to have a cheap half-hour swim and come back and get back to work. So it's a really great facility. But obviously, if they move it out to Sundorn, I won't be able to do that because I'm pressed for time. So it's just a great facility for me and my family.
So if it moved to Sundorn, you would not use it?
Well, I wouldn't have time to go there.
During the week,
back,
certainly.
During the week, no.
Jazzy, what do you use it for?
I use it to go with my friends and have and like spend time with them. I go there most weekends and it's just a really good place for us to hang out, and I really like the flume and the diving boards that are there, and also I quite like the inflatables and everything, so it's just like a really good place for me and my friends to hang out and also me and my family as well. So
it's important to both of you then?
It is. I mean, we make a whole day of it. We'll go there, and especially in the summer, we'll have a picnic and we'll go swimming, and we'll quite often go into town afterwards and do some shopping. But if it's out of town, we can't really do all those things.
Do you feel that a lot of people feel the same way as you?
Well, I think they do. I mean, the polls say 68% of people support us, and that's why we're both going on the march this morning to try and change the council's view.
And do you think that's going to be successful?
I hope so. I hope so. I hope they'll listen to people, because it's a case of really that I think they've seen the quarry pool as a bit of a development site, and they're seeing, you know, pound signs in their eyes, and I think they need to put people before profit. You know, it's a cliche, but yeah, it's true.
Okay, so what time is the rally? Where does it start? Where is it happening?
It starts at 11 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
Top of Pride Hill. There'll be a piped band, so you won't miss us.
Do you have banners?
We have banners.
Good.
All good parades need banners.
They do.
And we think we're going to get quite a lot of support. There's a lot of enthusiasm out there for this. We'll be marching down Pride Hill. I don't think we're going through the Market Square this time. I think the Morris Dancers have.
Yeah, I was going to say that'll be interesting.
The Morris Dancers send us their best wishes, so we're going to keep at that, and then we'll end up walking up Claremont Hill or whatever up to the quarry, where there'll be a very brief thank you to everybody who's participated, and a few speeches just outlining why it's so important to keep.
When's the decision going to be made?
Well, the county council have planned to make a decision on the site for the new pool on the 13th of July, which seems a little odd, because they've also let it be known that if a community group could come up with a business plan, an alternative business plan, they would consider that in the future. So clearly, if they're making a decision on the location on the 13th of July, that sort of predicates the fact that any alternative business plan might have to be a business plan for moving it to Sundorn, which doesn't make sense. So there's some odd activity going on there, which we're not quite sure of.
Well, thank you very much, all of you, for coming in this morning.
I just thank Jazzy for getting out of bed at this time in the morning.
Why is this unusual?
It's not usual for her.
Jazzy, how old are you?
I'm 12.
And what time are you normally in bed till?
9:30.
But children need their sleep.
I know
their
they
brains,
do.
That's you know, all that studying. It's hard work
it
being
is
a child,
work.
Isn't it?
It is.
Could I put in a bid for old people getting their sleep as well?
Yes, you can. How many hours do you need?
Oh, lots.
Especially with all that swimming you're doing, eh?
Well, I don't swim. I'm a poor swimmer. I use the gym.
So, do you? Right, okay.
But it doesn't stop the enthusiasm for keeping the general facility in the town centre where it belongs.
I think people do love it, don't they?
They do, and it's sensible to keep it there.
Thank you very much for coming in. Nice to talk to you. Well done, Jazzy, for getting up so early. That's Stephen Gillian, Adam Shipp, and daughter Jazzy.